Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Because of the upcoming Memorial Day holiday, the Huron County Board of Commissioners will be meeting at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, May the 27th instead, in the Huron County building. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners are expected to revise the zoning ordinance to impose a moratorium on the issuance of any and all land use permits for data centers and any similar uses for up to 36 months. Solar development and especially data centers have been a hot and emotional topic for over a year now. Commissioners are also expected to reinstate the position of senior trial attorney, as well as to promote Alexander Pahani to that position in the prosecuting attorney's office with a salary of $84,530, and to make salary adjustments to part-time correction officers, Marines, and deputies, as well as the salary for court recorder and juvenile assistant. To attend the meeting virtually, you can go to the county's website and follow the directions posted there. And another news for today. Besides protecting and serving, the Ubley Police Department will also now include teachers. Police Chief Anthony Wood has informed the council that he and Officer Dave Roth are now certified to instruct classes on hunter safety, and they're ready to put their new teaching skills to use. The Ubley School District will have a hunter safety class as part of the curriculum, starting with the 2026 through 2027 academic school year. The council also approved spending up to $7,200 to purchase two speed limit radar signs. The signs are to be placed at the east and west entrances of the village in an effort to slow down traffic. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. During the Tuesday, August 4th election, Tuscola County voters will be asking for a ballot proposal regarding the transferring of powers. The request will be to transfer the powers, duties, and functions of the elected Tuscola County Road Commission Board over to the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners. If that is approved, it would then go back to having the county commissioners appoint who serves on the Road Commission Board. It does not mean that the county commissioners will take over the daily operations of the Road Commission. The county commissioners will only be making appointments on who serves on the board instead of the road commissioners being selected by voters. And another news for today. Marlette Community Schools Board of Education approved going for a bond proposal for the Tuesday, August 4th election. Their request will be for a $14 million bond for 22 years to be used for remodeling of the school buildings, site development, and driveway improvements. The millage works out to be around 2.15 mils. Although the Marlette School District is primarily in Sanilac County, it also extends a bit into Tuscola County as well. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, May the 24th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumbaria obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.